KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlaenad and the Woosh Kitan of the Ak Kwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes, from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunashchish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned into Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Caleb Cravens from the National Weather Service Juneau. Hello, Caleb.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes, for sure. Thanks for being here. You're here to give us a report on the seasonal forecast for another wonderful weather Wednesday. But before we get to that, let's hear a little bit about you. How did you get into studying the weather?
Yeah, sure. So I will start off where I'm from and where I was raised. I'm actually from Tennessee. And I've not been in Juneau too terribly long. I'm actually coming up on my one-year anniversary next week.
Your Juneversary?
Yes, exactly. it's been really nice, though. I've been really enjoying my time here. But I guess as far as how I got interested in weather, it's really started from a young age, which is pretty interesting. You kind of see that trend in a lot of meteorologists. Is they always have this, most of the time, this idea of being fascinated by the weather from a young age. And that was the case with me. I guess in sixth grade, you get your first weather class, you start learning about the clouds, and that's where it really all took off. I pursued my passion and decided to go to college and become a meteorologist. I went to Mississippi State University, where I graduated in 2018. I started looking for jobs, and next thing I know, I find myself in Alaska, here working for the National Weather Service.
What do you enjoy about forecasting here in Southeast Alaska?
So forecasting here in Alaska, it actually is pretty challenging. I would almost say it's one of the more challenging places you can forecast as a meteorologist in the U.S. And so I've really enjoyed, like I said, you know, I'm coming up on my 1 year. So I've been able to experience a lot of new things for me being from Tennessee. We get a lot of weather here in Southeast Alaska that I'm not really used to. And so it's been really fun learning new types of weather, learning how to forecast. And I'm always a big always like a little bit of a challenge. So there's plenty of those around here.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges of forecasting in the Southeast here?
So one of the biggest challenges here is in the wintertime forecasting in general. It's highly variable. We have such a large area, the Southeast Alaska, that we're responsible for forecasting the weather for, and it can vary pretty largely across the Southeast. So even here in Juneau, it varies from downtown. We may get, you know, four to 5 inches of snow, but then in the valley, we only may get 1 inch or a dusting. And so those things make forecasting very difficult to try and to pinpoint those variabilities. And I guess another difficulty in forecasting here would be the dreaded marine layer that we get here in this time of year and in the summer. Trying to forecast how far those low clouds or that fog is going to move inland, how long it's going to stay, all those things can be also pretty challenging to forecast.
Did you call it the dreaded marine layer? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, the marine layer. Yeah, it's it has a around the office to be one of the things that we dread forecasting.
Is that something like, can you say more about what the marine layer is?
Yeah.
Did we see some of that this week?
Yeah. So a marine layer is when most of the time, there's a few different scenarios, but most of the time it forms over the Gulf when you have high pressure over the water. And what happens is low clouds form over the water and pretty much like fog. And you have onshore flow, meaning wind coming, blowing in from the ocean towards the land, and it pushes that through the inner channels. And it can be a real hazard for aviation, you know, when planes are trying to take off, if there's a lot of fog or they can't see, visibilities go real low. So it's real impactful for aviation, but it makes it very difficult in timing when it's going to move into land, how long it's going to stay over land, when is it going to move out. So there's a lot of variables that affect it. So it makes it a little challenging.
Is that one of the things that affects air travel? Does it make it difficult for planes to land?
It can, yeah. It affects their visibility, low cloud ceilings, and they have guidelines. And so, depending on the visibility of the airport, decides whether or not they can fly or not.
Well, that's really interesting. I never knew what you called that. Thank you, Caleb.
Yeah, no problem. Just think of it like really dense fog.
Got it. What is one of the craziest or scariest or most interesting weather phenomena you've ever witnessed, either here or in Tennessee or somewhere else?
So I think the first thing that comes to mind is a pretty unique story that I have, and probably one of the turning points to what kind of increased my interest in weather is when I was a little kid. I think I was like 7 or 8. We have tornadoes back home in Tennessee, one of the things we don't really have to worry about here too often. And we had a tornado warning issued for my hometown, and my dad had this great idea that he was going to load up the car in the middle of this tornado warning, the sirens are going off, and go to my grandmother's house, which was about, I mean, it wasn't that far. It was about 2 miles down the road, and because they had a cellar. And so his logic was it would be safer. But we were a little late in trying to get over there, and we found ourselves getting stuck. We were driving on our way to our house, and just this most awful wind started blowing, and it started hailing, and there was limbs blowing around us, and we couldn't see to drive, and the car started shaking, and so we pulled over into these just random people's yard, and he's searching through the phone book. This was the time when we
Yeah,
had,
the phone
used phone
book.
books. Yeah. Trying to call the people's yard that we were in to let us inside. And I just remember my mom and sister in the back seat, they're just freaking out, crying. And I'm in the front seat. But I find myself just really fascinated taking it all in and just seeing how cool it was. I was like, well, we may be a tornado, maybe fixing to swoop us up. But I just found myself so super fascinated by it. And quickly enough, it really dissipated pretty fast. It only lasted for a few minutes, and we just went back home, and he said, and we were like, well, let's do that. Let's not do that again. So probably one of the most craziest experiences that I've had, and really a turning point for me. I mean, as far as deciding that's what I wanted to study, like, why did it do that? What just happened to us? So pretty cool.
That is really cool. How old did you say you were when that happened?
Was either 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I remember being pretty young, like in elementary school.
Yeah, I've been in some crazy storms too. I'm from Indiana myself, and that flat land, really
Oh, you know all about it.
it's a tornado magnet for sure, but I've never actually witnessed one myself. Did you ever hear anything about that storm? About if there was a tornado, did it touch down? How close was it to you where you were?
I'm not for sure.
Yeah.
What is it that you're referring to?
The storm in the story that you just told me about, did you ever hear anything about it later?
Yeah, it turned out just to be some really strong winds. There wasn't an actual confirmed tornado on the ground, but more than likely what it was some straight line winds, which can do just as much damage as a tornado, but without the tornado actually touching the ground.
Wow. Well, you're right about one thing. We don't have to worry about that too much here. You and I are at least out of the tornado zone for the
Yeah,
time
thankfully we
being.
don't have to worry about that, but there's still plenty of other hazards. We get some pretty crazy storms up here, so.
Indeed, indeed. And speaking of hazards, due to COVID-19, I know most of your office has been working remotely at least part of the time. Is that still the case for you guys?
It is, yes. We're not taking any chances. We are still down to minimal forecasters in the office. Usually there are two of us. And we are in separate rooms. We have masks and gloves available. Unfortunately, we don't have the software capabilities to work from home when we're actually making the forecast. So those of us who are not making the forecast, handling social media and doing research projects and all the other things are still able to do remotely. So there are times where we are able to work from home, but when it's time to make the actual forecast, we're having to come into the office and social distance that way.
And what's that been like for you and your team having to work part of the time at home?
It's not too bad for me personally. It seems to be a pretty common theme talking to some of my other colleagues. It seems to be manageable. We are finding that we are able to run things pretty smoothly working from home.
Oh, that's nice. It's good to work with adaptable folks.
Exactly, and it is. I know for me, I'm a pretty social person, so there are times where I wish I could be in the office more when I'm working from home and have that social interaction. But so I'll be thankful for one day when we can get back to normal.
Right, right. I know a lot of people feel the same way, myself included. Well, let's talk about happier things, such as the forecast for June.
Yes,
At
let's.
least I'm hoping it's happy.
Yeah.
What do you think we can expect? We're going to talk a little bit about the forecast for this month, what we saw last month, the seasonal forecast, and even the weekend. So let's just start with what you'd like to discuss. I know you had some information about last month. Do you want to
Yes,
share that
so
now?
yeah, we'll start with last month, and then we'll kind of talk about what we're just going to expect this month, and then we'll break it down to even maybe this week, what we're expecting for this week, and then maybe even the rest of summer.
Great.
So just a quick glance back at last month, we observed some pretty interesting things going on. We started the month out pretty dry. We had some above normal temperatures. We actually, after the first weekend of last month, we had a dry streak that lasted nearly like 2 weeks where all four of our climate sites didn't have any precip at all. Like I said, we saw some above normal temperatures. Those really occurred from May 8th through the 13th. And we actually broke records on May 9th and 10th. Just real quick, the Juneau Airport here, they broke their record on May 9th. The old record was 73 degrees and we hit 76. And that beat the old record from 2014. Yakutat Airport, they beat their old record of 74 in 1995 when they hit 75 on May 9th. And Ketchikan broke their old record of 77 when they hit 78 degrees on May 9th. And that record was from 1946. And then May 10th, Sitka and Yakutat, they broke their records again. Sitka reached 73, breaking their old record of 69 in 1975. And Yakutat broke their old record of 68 from 2005 when they hit 73. So we had a pretty warm first start off to the first of the month. And then about by the 18th, we kind of switched gears. Things turned a little cooler and a little more wet. And we kind of went back to near normal conditions for the second part of the month. Ketchikan actually saw 2.2 inches in 24 hours with one system that moved through on the 23rd. And then we just had a big low pressure system come in on the Gulf and just kept pushing these onshore showers to end the month. And so we've been in this shower regime the past couple of days. And as you've seen today, I'm sure it's been, you know, off and on rain showers all day. And then we ended the month, overall, the big picture, it was above normal temperatures with just below normal precip. We actually normally have around 4 inches around Sitka to about 3.5 inches in Juneau. And then for Yakutat and Ketchikan, they even have, normally they have 8 inches by the end of May. We saw about 4 inches deficit there, where Sitka only had 1.88 inches. Juneau had 2 inches, 2.05 inches. Yakutat had 2.87 inches and Ketchikan had 4.51 inches. So we can see there it's been a little drier last month, but the positive thing is we had above normal snowpack this year. So that's going to help, account for the little bit of that dryness there. We had 130% above normal snowpack by the last month, which is compared to last year, we only had 36% of normal snowpack. So that's going to put us in pretty good shape for this year as far as trying to try to maintain those drought conditions.
Right. That was pretty worrisome last year. And about those about those record-breaking temperatures early in the month, is that just a one-off in your opinion or part of a pattern or anything to be concerned about?
It's hard to say without looking at a large set of data. Mm. It's definitely normal to have hot spells, and it is our dry time of the year also. So we usually do see our drier conditions this month, last month in May. And as far as seeing a pattern, maybe not, it's hard to say, like I said, but it's definitely normal to have those hot spells.
Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. What else?
Go ahead.
No, just let's keep
Yeah.
talking. Let's look ahead.
So looking ahead for this month, we started the month, obviously we started a little wet. We've had these showers. Looking at the Climate Prediction Center, they're forecasting the 60-day outlook. We're looking at a very slight tilt towards near normal temperatures. When I say near normal temperatures for Juneau are around 62 degrees for this time of the year, with low temperatures around 48 degrees. And then we're also looking at a very slight tilt towards above normal precip. A normal precip for this year is around 0.80 inches, so 8 tenths there. A little bit further into the month, the 8 to 14 day outlook, we're looking at once again a slight tilt towards above temperatures and also a slight tilt towards near normal precip for the second half of the month.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
No, it's not. It does hopefully not be too bad. I'll take warmer temperatures any day.
That was actually one of my questions I was going to ask you is do you get excited about stormy weather or maybe in your case a little traumatized, or are you happier when things are calm?
I think it's naturally being a meteorologist, we tend to like stormier weather. It gives us things to look at and kind of nerd out over. But here in Juneau, we get a lot of rain, so when we get those breaks in sunshine and clear skies, that's always a welcome.
Right. Well, should we talk about the seasonal forecast? And can you remind me, what does that encompass? Is that June, July, August?
It is. So it's 3 months, 3 month outlook. And so I was looking at that earlier, and it's looking like, if you remember last year, it seemed we had above normal temperatures. It
Yeah,
looks
who could
like
forget
this
last
year,
year? That's someone we'll be talking about that one forever.
So as far as temperatures go, it looks like we have a, let's see, we have an above normal chance for above normal temperatures for, yeah, so as we all recall, I'm sure last summer it was pretty warm and pretty dry. Looking at the seasonal outlook, this includes June, July, and August. What we're doing to look at these months is we're losing climate normals, which is over a 30-year period. So these are basically looking at what's normal for Southeast Alaska, and based off that, what does the 3 month outlook look like? So this isn't accounting for any type of significant weather events that we may see. Just for example, if we have a low pressure system comes in and it really cools temperatures off for a few weeks, and we get, a lot of rain, climate predictions aren't really going to necessarily pick up on that. But for now, what we're looking at is above normal chances for above temperatures, and then also above normal precip. And this is including, like I said, June, July, and August. So for me, I mean, that looks pretty good for me. High hopes. I'm always a fan of, above normal temperatures, maybe. So, and with the above normal precip, and maybe not have to worry so much about drought conditions.
So we're looking at a summer that maybe was as warm as last year, but a bit rainy, not quite as dry, so we won't have to worry about the drought.
It's possible. It's hard to say for sure at the moment. Like I said, these are based on climatology, so we'll have to take it month by month and see what type of weather gets thrown our way. But as of right now, it's looking like we may be warm and may be wet for the summer.
Got it. Well, that's why we talk to you guys every month. We'll check back in next month and see how your forecast held up.
Exactly. That's what we're here for.
All right. Well, looking at the coming back to the long term, looking more at the short term, can you say anything about this weekend's weather? I'd like to order one that's sunny and hot, please.
Hey, I might have that for you. So basically what we're seeing right now, we have a weather system in the Gulf, and it's basically just pushing these onshore showers that we've been seeing today, cooler temperatures. That's going to continue through tonight, but by Thursday we're going to kind of see a drying trend start. We're looking at isolated showers and then mostly cloudy skies becoming partly sunny by Friday. And then even by Saturday, we're looking at clearing conditions and temperatures warming back into the 60s. So we're getting out of these low 50s that we've been seeing today. So that's pretty good news, looking like a pretty decent weekend, or first start of the weekend. And then, like normal, by Sunday, we get more precip chances coming in. So we'll get out there and take advantage of it.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for the heads up on that. I never mind a rainy Monday after a nice weekend, but when it's reversed, I take it a little personally.
Yeah.
Caleb Cravens, National Weather Service Juno, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really enjoyed hearing your seasonal, short-term, long-term forecast and your personal stories as well. So thanks again for another wonderful weather Wednesday. And my last question for you is, what's the best place to get the most accurate weather forecast, alerts, and hazard information?
Yeah, you can always find those at weather.gov/Juno or weather.gov/AJK. And that will take you to our website where we update our forecast daily.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today, Caleb Cravens. Have a good one.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having me.